朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
环境为我们效力，叫我们得力。
And our situation will work for us and benefit us.
甚至环境成为我们的祝福。
And becomes eventually our blessing.
有一个传道人，他的孩子这个刚死了不到十天，他又重新在教会里面站讲台啊。
There was a minister whose child died, and within 10 days he came back to preach on the pulpit.
所以有人就问他说：“他说你怎么能够站得上去呢
？”So some people ask.How could you still preach on the pulpit?
很稀奇的事情，他那天站在讲台上的时候。
But amazingly, that day when he was standing on the pulpit,
他就是引用罗马书八章二十八节，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
He used Romans chapter 8 verse 28, all things work for good to those who love God.
心爱的孩子死掉了，他为什么能引用这节经文？
How could he still talk about this verse?When his beloved child died.
他说我告诉你们 当我单独去看这件事的时候
He says, if I just look at this thing as a single event
我对神有千百个不明白有千百个为什么 why?
I have hundreds and thousands of whys and questions
当我单独看这件事情的时候
If I take this event If I single this event out
就像我把一个铁皮子丢到海里面，它一定沉到海底下去。
Then, if I do that, it would be like I throw a piece of iron, a metal in the ocean. For sure, it will sink.
可是当这个铁皮子是在那艘游轮、那艘船的里面中间的一部分的时候
，But if this piece of metal is part of a ship,
我从整体来看
，If I look at things as a whole,
它就沉不下去了。
Then it will not sink.
神不要我们单独去看一件事情，为什么
？God does not want us just to look at a single event by itself.
神要叫我们从他永远的旨意，从整体来看我们的遭遇。
God wants us to see our situation from the eternal point of view.
这些独立的事情就打不倒我们。
Then these single events will not defeat us.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是在基督的学校做门徒。
Today we are all disciples in the school of Christ.
圣灵是我们最好的老师。
And the Holy Spirit is our best teacher.
他为我们调度万事。
He's working all things for us.
他知道我们需要怎样的环境。
He knows what kind of situation environment we need.
他知道你需要怎样的人在你的周围。
He needs what kind of people you need to surround you.
原谅我说，他也知道你需要怎样的太太、先生或是爸爸妈妈。
And forgive me for saying that he knows what kind of spouse or parents you need.
他知道你需要怎样的同事，需要怎样的弟兄姊妹，需要怎样的传道人。
And he knows what kind of co-workers and what kind of even pastors you need.
啊，这一切的事情，万事互相效力，要叫爱神的人得到益处。
And all these things will work together for good to those who love God.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要抓住每一天，抓住每一个机会，我们来长进。
That sees every
提醒。
It gives us a very clear guidance.
长进决定不能只是一个心愿。
To grow can never remain just a wish.
长进是生命每一天的事情。
It's a daily thing, a daily thing.
所以在这里讲到凡事长进。
That's why it says in everything we ought to grow.
弟兄姊妹，请听清楚，凡事。
In everything.
包括你现在在听到，算不算一件事情？
Including you're listening to the sermon.
那你能不能在主的面前，在听到的事情上都长进
？That can you also grow in the matter of listening to sermon?
你发现我们这个人很多的时候，随着时间过来，我们原封未动，我们几乎没有改变。
We may notice that as time goes by, we remain the same. We have not changed a bit.
生活的坏习惯不改变，常常迟到。
The habits of life never change.
或者我们的性格消极，常常埋怨。
Or we are passive and we always complain.
啊，我们每一次把别人的恩典当作 for granted， 从来不知道 appreciate。
And we always take other people's favor as granted.
啊，我们信主了二十年了，我们圣经的生活属灵。灵修生活还是没有建立起来。
And we've been Christians for 20 years, and we still don't have daily devotional life.
哎呀，我们暴躁的脾气还是没有改善。
And our anger is not managed.
弟兄姊妹，不能够光把长进或是希望改变当做一个心愿而已。
We can not just remain wishing to grow and to change.
成长本身需要时间的。
Growth takes time.
成长本身需要代价的。
And growth costs.
所以我们一定需要在凡事上，我们一定要在主的面前照着主的话，有这个强的心志。
We have to have a strong desire according to God's word.
不然我们很容易只掉到在某些方面的成长。
Otherwise, we may only grow in certain areas.
你自己喜欢的点上的成长。
In the areas where we like to grow.
例如说，你很想在英文上进步。
For example, if you want to grow in speaking English.
你可能只是在英文上不断的进步了。
So you might keep progressing in English.
可是我们生活的习惯，我们暴躁的脾气，我们各式各样的这个情欲，通通还是没有在主面前没有成长。
But yet in other areas.We still have not dealt with.
要成长，必须在主的面前，每一天每一件事情，我们都要求神帮助我们来成长。
So we ought to ask God to help us in everything in our life. We need to grow.
而且是在基督里的成长。
We grow in Christ.
所以你知道，一棵圣诞树被砍下来。
We know that when you cut down a Christmas tree,
它已经跟生命的源头断绝了。
It's already been separated from the source of life.
你在上面挂了这么多的彩灯，这么多的礼物，这么多漂漂亮亮的东西。
And you decorate the Christmas tree with all the lights and the nice decorations.
从某一面来说，它一直在成长，一直在变得越来越漂亮。
And in one way, it does look like it's growing. It's getting prettier and prettier.
但这是非常虚华的外表。
But this is such a superficial look.
他在生命的里面，从那天被砍下来以后，他已经跟生命断绝了。
Actually, from the day that it was cut from the root, it's been separated from the source of life.
他已经不再成长了。
It's no longer growing.
所以圣经上叫我们是要在基督里面，然后凡事长进。
That's why the Bible says we have to grow in Christ.
好，那我们既然我们的长进的范围、根基跟结果都是在基督，都是在耶稣基督里面。
Since the domain and our foundation of growth is in Christ.
那我们从圣经上来看主耶稣成长的榜样。
Then let's model after the growth of Jesus Christ.
圣经上里面用一句话讲了主耶稣前30年的成长是哪一句话？
The Bible used one verse to describe his growth in the first 30 years of his life.
哪一节？路加福音第二章52节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 52.
背背看好不好？耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一同增长。哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这么好的一句话形容耶稣的成长。
And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
第一个是在智。
He grew in wisdom and stature.
请弟兄姊妹注意到哈，知识的加增并不代表是真智慧。
But please pay attention that when we grow in the knowledge, it does not mean we grow in wisdom.
年纪的增长并不代表真成熟。
If we grow in age alone, does not guarantee growing in maturity.
经验的增多并不代表增老练。
And when we grow in experience, it does not mean that we become more mature.
我们可能受气的经验越来越多，但是我们并不见得那么老练成熟的去 handle 这个局面。
We might experience more and more anger, but that doesn't mean that we become mature to manage.
很多孩子功课读得非常的好，成绩非常的好，可是却没有智慧。
A lot of our students, they do very well, get good grades at school, but they lack wisdom.
很多年长的人说，我吃的盐比你吃的饭还多，我走的桥比你走的路还多。
Some elderly may boast that they have eaten more salt than you have eaten rice.
弟兄姊妹，年龄增长并不代表我们真正在主的面前成熟。
But growing in age does not guarantee growth.In wisdom.
我现在因为自己也白头发很多，我才讲这句话的。
Now that I have a lot of gray hair, I think I'm qualified to say that.
圣经上告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The Bible,
认识至圣者便是聪明。
The Bible tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and to know the Holy One is understanding.
真正的智慧，真正的成熟。
The true wisdom and maturity.
永远离不开对神的真认识。
Will never depart from true knowledge of God.
永远离不开跟主之间真实的关系啊。
Will never depart from a true relationship with God.
因为只有在基督里面，在神面前的成长。
Only growth in Christ.
带给我们属天的智慧。
Brings us spiritual wisdom.
和真实的成熟。
And a true maturity.
所以我们千万不要小看我们在主面前所有的经历。
Please do not take lightly any experience before God.
所以我们不光需要 在认识上，在智慧上要成长。
Not only that, we ought to grow in wisdom.
圣经上讲到在身量上，在我们的生命和经历上也要成长。
We also ought to grow in our life and in the stature of life.
哎呀，我们的性格需要主不断地来制作。
We need the Lord to keep working on our character.
我越来越为我们的下一代担心，因为我觉得他们处理挫折跟失败的经验越来越少。
I tend to worry more and more for our next generation because they lack the experience and wisdom to handle failure.
因为我们中国的父母亲都帮他们准备得好好的。
Because we Chinese parents tend to be overprotective.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为着我们的下一代，我们也要好好祷告的。
We need to pray for our next generation.
很多人一出去到外面遭受到挫折的时候，他活不下去了。
That's why a lot of young people, when they encounter defeat,
因为在家里面，爸爸妈妈、爷爷奶奶，所有的人都捧着他，都顺着他的心。
Because at home, all the parents and grandparents, they try to, they spoil them.
可能知识不断的增长，可是生命、性格、经历都没有在主的面前真正的成熟。
Maybe they keep growing in their knowledge, but not in their maturity.
而第二件事情讲到神和人喜爱他的心。
And then, the second growth area of Jesus Christ is he found favor in from God and men.
换句话说，他在神的面前讨神喜悦。
In other words, he.Pleases God.
他在人中间也能够得着人的喜爱。
He was also in favor with men.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到我们这个人，每一个人都有一些不同的角色，对不对
？We all play different roles in our life.
当我们讲到不同的角色，它背后蕴含的是什么
？What does that imply when we say we have different?
比如说你在家里面可能是爸爸。
For example, at home you might be a father.
你在教会里面可能是个执事。
At church, you might be a deacon.
你在工作里面可能是个 manager.
At work, you might be a manager.
你同样你还是你太太的先生。
And also your wife's husband.
我们每一个人可能都有几种不同的角色。
So we all play different roles in our life.
每一个角色，不同的角色代表什么
？What does each role bring us?
但同你有几个不同的角色，分别代表什么？不同的角色。背后就说出不同的关系跟责任。
Each role implies that we have a unique relationship and responsibility.
那耶稣在神和人喜爱他的心都一起的增长。
As Jesus was growing in favor with God and men.
说到他跟神跟人之间的关系和责任上，都能够叫人的心得到喜悦。
In other words, he would please.God and people in his responsibility and his relationship.
又给我们提供了两个很好成长的方向。
So these are two areas for growth.
不光是在智慧和生命的经历上我们要成长。
Not only that, in wisdom and stature we need to grow.
不光在真理的认识和生命的改变、性格的改变上我们要成长。
Not only that, in the knowledge of the truth and in our character
we need to grow. 这里提到我们所有的关系上需要成长。
We need to grow in our relationships.
我们在这个关系、在这个角色上所负的责任我们要成长。
We need to grow to be more responsible in the relationship.
我曾经看过一本书叫做 The First Thing First.
I once read a book called The First Thing First.
他告诉我们他做每个礼拜做他的 planning 的时候。
The author says every week when he does his weekly planning.
他是根据他的角色他扮演的不同角色来做他下一个礼拜的计划。
And he plans according to the roles that he plays in life.
那我很喜欢他书里面的一个提醒。
I really...Enjoy the reminders in the book.
他说我们今天人很多的时间跟精神都浪费花在处理 urgent things, 紧急事情。
Today we tend to waste our energy and focus on urgent matters.
但是我们却很少花时间跟够的注意力在 important things, 重要的事情。
We seldom invest our focus and time on important matters.
我想举个简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
突然孩子意外的，我们去送到急诊里面去，或者生病的送到急诊。
So all of a sudden, our child will have an accident, and we rush to the emergency room.
这是 urgent thing, 是紧急事情。
This is an urgent matter.
哎呀，我们的银行突然发现，糟糕，已经到零了，要被罚款了，赶快冲到银行去。
All of a sudden, we realize we overdrawn on.Our bank account, we rush to the bank.
把几天忘了存的钱赶快存进去。
Quickly deposit the money.
我们夫妻吵架了，然后太太回娘家了，或是吵到要离婚了，这是紧急事情。
And then, husband and wife had quarrels to a point that wife is walking out of the house or filing divorce. So this is urgent matter.
或者孩子在外面混帮派，出了事被关到监狱里面，我赶快去筹钱把他给保释出来，这 urgent things.
Or maybe the child is got into trouble from being in the gang and got in prison, and we have to do something. That's an urgent matter.
哎呀，车子引擎突然烧起来了，我一定要去修，不然我没办法上班。这是 urgent things.
Or our car might break down, and that's an urgent matter.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们常常花时间在处理 urgent things.
So we often spend time on urgent matters.
但是因为我们在重要的事情上，我们没有好好的注意它。
That's because we fail to pay attention to important matters.
如果你平常知道车子的保养，
if we know to take to maintain the car,
你知道健康的保养，
we need to know how to take care of our health.
你只要定期去处理一些该做的事情，
we regularly take care of our duties.
很多这种火烧眉头紧急事情就不会发生。
So these, many of these urgent matters will not happen to us.
同样的，如果我们自己注意那些重要的事情，我们夫妻之间感情的培养，
say we pay attention to the nurturing of relationship between husband and wife.
父母和孩子之间关系的建立。
Or build good, healthy relationship between our children.
就不至于造成一些可怕不能收拾的 urgent things.
Then we will not encounter some urgent matters we cannot control.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个有对的 priority 的人生。
This is a life with the right priority.
所以我建议弟兄姊妹，我们稍微思想一下，你把你自己就列大概五个到六个你最重要的角色。
So let me advise and suggest brothers and sisters to list five most important roles that you play in your life.
我希望你今天回家就做这件事。
I hope that you do that at home today.
那第一个事情永远摆到你跟神之间的关系。讲到你是神的儿女。
Let the first thing be your relationship with God, because you are a child of God.
那第二个重要的角色，你跟教会的关系。你在教会里面，不管你是长老、执事、传道人、做招待的、带师的、做饭食的，任何的，你在服事上，你在教会的角色。
Let the second role be your role at church, your service at church.
第三个写你家庭里面的角色。
Third, your role that the role that you play in your family.
例如说，我家庭里面的第一个角色，我是做丈夫的。
Say, I'm a husband in my family.
那家庭的角色多写一个。第四个角色，例如说你是做爸爸的，写下来。
Or you are a father, then that would be number four.
那或许你还是做儿女的，现在或者做媳妇的，正在跟婆婆住在一起，那你也把它写下来。第三个角色。
Or you are still a child, or you are a daughter-in-law and you're living with your in-laws.
所以第一方面是属灵的，神家里面的，跟神家的。第二个是家庭里面的。
So the first area is a spiritual, and the second area is family.
那第三个是你的工作上，或是你现在是一个学生。
A third area would be your work or your school.
所以我们如果你愿意真正的来成长的话，
if you want to grow,
我们一定要定期花时间。
Periodically, we need to spend the time
走过你的每一个角色，
to go through every single role you play.
定期来 review 你的每一个角色。
Periodically review the roles that you play.
你对目前的关系跟你在这个角色中该有的责任，你要怎么样子求进步？
How do you grow in these relationships and the responsibilities that come with with the role you play?
什么是我该改进的？我要立刻要想出对策，我要来改进它。
Are there any areas that I need to improve? Then what's the solution?
已经很好的，我怎么样让它更进步？
If you're doing a good job, how can you be better?
如果你对目前的情形很满意，你就为了这件事情感恩，继续祷告，求神保守。
If you're very satisfied with the situation in this area, give thanks to the Lord and ask Him to keep it.
你每一天花大概五到十分钟，为着你的那一个角色，好好的有点默想，有点 review.
And every day spend some time to review and meditate on these five to seven roles you play in your life.
让我们在忙碌混乱的生活里面，能够有一点真正深入的去面对我们的人生。
This will give us a chance to go deeper, to take a deeper look at our life.
这么重要的人际关系或者跟神的之间的关系。
All these important relationships with God and with men.
去面对我在这个角色上我这么重要的责任，到底我有没有进步？
To boldly face these roles we play and see if we are growing in these areas.
你可以每一天做一个角色上的这个衡量。
Maybe every day spend some time to evaluate the role you play.
每一个礼拜衡量过一次。
So that every week you go through them all.
例如说你在衡量你跟孩子的时候，你说主，我这个礼拜我要花找一次跟孩子单独去吃饭。
As you evaluate the relationship with your child, you might think of a date with your child.
例如你在想到你跟神之间的关系的时候，你说主，我要要求我自己以后礼拜天聚会绝对不迟到。
Or when you evaluate your relationship with God, you may say, from now on, I will not be late.On Sunday morning.
在下一个礼拜你就从神的儿女的事情上你说主我希望我、哦、能够在教会里面我能够真正去关心三个人、
the week following you might say okay from this week on I want to care for three people、
哦、我们在我们跟神之间的关系上我们很多地方可以长进
there are many areas、there are many things we can improve
我们跟夫妻之间我们跟孩子之间我们跟同事之间我们在学生的角度上我们每一个点都可以长进
In our relationships with our spouses, with our family, with our friends, or as classmates, there are many things we can grow.
当我们这样子平衡的去看的时候，我们的成长是平衡的，不会是偏的。
As we look our life in a balanced way, in all rounded way, then our growth will be well balanced.
而且我们是定期的、持续的，不会是松懈啊，渐渐断断的。
And our growth will be continual because we examine it periodically.
你可以每一天这样子做一个角色。
You can examine.Each role a day.
你也可以利用礼拜天晚上花半个小时到一个小时，一口气把整个礼拜的做完。
Or you may go over all the roles on Sunday night.
如果有些地方你真的不知道怎样改变你的角色，去买书，去请教，这都是成长。
If you don't know how to grow in certain area, you can read a book or you can consult someone. These are all the areas you can grow.
这是我们需要的。
And this is something we need.
所以我们在成长的事情上，第一件事情重要的是，我们必须在基督里，在生命里面的成长，这才是神要的。
So let's review. As we grow, we have to grow in Christ because that's what God wants.
第二件事情，我们要不住的成长。
Secondly, we need to grow continually.
不浪费时间。
Let's not waste any time.
不浪费机会。
Don't waste any opportunities.
而且是凡事上的长进。
In everything, grow.
而第三件事情。
Third.
我们希望能够在教会里面在家庭里面我们是一起来成长
We hope to grow in church and in family together
众人一同成长那个成长的果效和祝福是更大的
As we grow with groups together and that effect will be even greater
当我们彼此见面的时候
When we edify each other
我们不仅仅彼此 encourage 彼此勉励来成长
Not only that we encourage each other to grow
也让我们这个人能够 enrich 对方让对方因着我而变得丰富变得成长
We can also enrich each other so that we can because of the enrichment we grow even more
所以我们教会200个人聚在一起的时候是把200个人的成长加在一起的
So when we gather together we're gathering the growth of 200 people together
所以在基督里成长
So we grow in Christ
要不住的成长
Grow continually
要凡事长进
In everything we grow
而且我们在主里面我们一起来长
And we grow together in the Lord
我认识的两个朋友都在30多岁去世了
I've known two friends who passed away in their 30s.
在他们走之前
Before they departed,
一个告诉我说我再也没有机会了我再也没有机会了
One told me, I have no more chance, I have no more chance.
另外一个才30出头他说来不及了都来不及了
Another one who was in his early 30s, he says, it's all too late, it's all too late.
今天当这些关系还存在的时候
While we're still holding these relationships
当神还容许我们扮演这个角色的时候
God still allowed us to play the roles
今天你还是一个丈夫还是一个做妻子的人
While you're still a husband and you're still a wife
今天你还是一个当女儿当媳妇的人
While you're still a daughter and a daughter-in-law
你今天还是一个当父母的人
While you're still a parent
当机会还在
When you still have the chance
当关系还在
When the relationship still exists
当那个角色还在
When the role is still there,
弟兄姊妹，求神帮助我们都来成长。
May the Lord help us to grow.
让神和人喜爱我们的心都一起增长。
So that we will grow in favor of God and men.
也让我们的智慧和生命的身量都一同增长。
And we will grow in wisdom and stature.
主耶稣，我们把我们众人都交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit all of us in your hands.
让你的话不断地提醒我们。
Let your word continue to remind us.
叫我们凡事长进。
That we will grow in everything.
并且连于元首基督。
To the head, Christ.
因为今天圣灵仍然在那里工作
Because the Holy Spirit is still at work today.
照着神的旨意为我们祷告
According to God's purpose, He's praying for us.
也照着神的旨意在那里调度万事
According to God's will, He's working out all things.
叫万事互相效力，能够叫我们得着益处
So that all things will work for the good of us.
主啊，你让我们在你的面前不住的长进。
Help us to grow continually before you.
能够满有基督长成的身量。
To grow into the fullness of Christ.
让我们都被磨成神儿子的形象。
That we be conformed into the image of the Son of God.
让我们在基督里凡事长进。
That we will grow in Christ.
也像诗歌说的，凡事更像你。
That we will be more like you.
谢谢耶稣。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。